Shakespeare's Sister and a tune called Stay. It's 2:30 on a Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday the 8th of October 2024. You're tuned to Bolito's number one radio, Life and Style, coming to you live from the Lifestyle Centre, the centre of Bolito. I'm Dave Charles. The afternoon show is brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. And we start the show today in conversation with three lovely folk and two puppies. Not really puppies. They are adult dogs, but they are minute. So, you know, they look like puppies. It's all in good cause, really, because Sable's Creatures, you probably, if you're a Bolito local, know about Sable's Creatures. If you're a visitor or a holidaymaker or a newcomer, you might not. It's one of the organizations that does so much to alleviate the suffering of animals, particularly dogs, in distress. And they constantly are in financial difficulty because vet bills are huge, food is expensive, you know, all the necessary things to rescue and rehabilitate, and then just to look after animals until they can be successfully rehomed. So with me in the studio right now, Isabel Pretorius, Sean Taylor and Nicole Hort. Welcome to all of you. And let's just kick off with Isabel. You are going to tell us more about the organization Sable's Creatures.
Yes, that's right.
You need to just have a chat into the mic and we'll be able to hear you.
Yes, so we are a animal rescue organization, obviously in Bolito, and we go into all the outlying areas, the townships around here, and we specifically aim at helping animals that are in dire need or help that need help in areas that struggle to support them. So we focus mainly on steri clinics where we sterilize dogs and cats. We do try and do as many of these sterilization clinics across the year, mainly in the winter times because it's a lot easier on the dogs. Our main objective is to try and make sure that dogs just don't continue to breed.
Because that's a problem with dogs and cats, if they're left to their own devices,
yes.
And it's people as well, I think, but to some lesser degree. I mean, I'm sorry, Joe. Dogs, cats, in fact, there's a huge misconception about the feral cat community, mm-hmm. that is generally speaking, most, if not all of them in this area, certainly have been sterilized, and they maintain their sizes by not allowing outsiders to come in terms of other cats. Generally, they look after the rat and mouse situation and any other creepy crawlies that, you know. And they do pretty much almost a community service, can I call it that? And yet there are some people that don't like cats. And I just think it's so sad because there are good folk that go out of their way to look after the feral cat communities and feed them and tend to them if they are injured, etc. And they need our support. As do you guys who have a shelter?
We don't. So if we get animals or confiscate animals from owners, or if animals are surrendered to us, then we have a partner in the Hillcrest area called Paw Prints, and that's an adoption center. So if at any point someone wants to adopt an animal, that is the place to go to, and they take all our pups. And
So it's grown from, I think it was Seema Dwaka's vision, and she's done remarkable work, and I love her madly, but she's very shy. She doesn't like to come on air.
Yes, that's how we are.
But it's very good that you've come on to explain what you do. Now, Sean, you've got an event coming up very soon, which is a huge favorite on the Bolito calendar. It's all to do with, what do you tell us what it's about?
Well, yeah, so it's been running for 7 years now. So we started off with a very small little maze. It's Bolito Halloween Horrors.
I love that. Bolito. It is. There's got to have that laugh. Halloween Horrors.
We need you in the maze.
Oh, be there. I believe that it has been a kind of showstopper. Brett McCain was telling me that literally had a traffic jam for kilometers the last time it was on. So much so that to find a venue was the trick, because you don't want to do stuff. You know, if you plan an event for outdoors, then it goes like this. The rain falls, the cold comes, and people saying, not going out.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really affect kids. But, you know, ultimately, I suppose it's mom and dad that have got to get the kids to the event and sanction it. So it's now being housed in the Pumpkin Theatre in La Montagne.
It is, yeah. So we're very fortunate that this year we're going to be at La Montagne, and it's perfect because it's nice and central. And we're hoping that it brings a little bit more kind of life to our little Halloween spectacle that we put on, because they've got restaurants there and there's beautiful views. So there's place for you to recover after we've scared you out of your shoes.
So let's just talk about this for a sec. What does the experience entail?
Well, so historically we've become synonymous with the Maze of Horrors, which has had different themes over the years. This year is Deadly Killers. Yes. And so we'll have a
Deadly Killers.
Correct. Yes. I was waiting for you to inject your laugh into that.
Maniacal.
I tried to signal it.
Yeah. What is it about us that sort of delights in being terrified, especially kids? Brett McKellen of Mr. Mozambique was telling me there is nothing more exciting and more fun, to quote, than terrifying 10-year-olds. They just absolutely adore being terrified, or younger than that.
Yeah.
Well he got punched in the face last year for scaring kids.
He got punched.
Yeah.
By a kid.
No, that was an adult.
By an adult. Because take your kids to be scared and they get scared and you punch the guy.
Yeah.
The most violent are the adults. They tend to react a lot.
He got scared and he...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo.
And it's funny because it's, often if you speak to the people that do that afterwards, if you get the opportunity, it's just a complete knee-jerk reaction, because often in the maze it's dark and it's loud. So if you creep up on somebody, their first reaction is to kind of lash out. So
fight or flight is
100%.
The syndrome.
So we're getting better at scaring at a distance, or at least having some athletic ability to get out of there if something goes wrong.
So it is really scary.
It takes us scarers probably about 24 hours to get used to it, because not only do we have the maze, but we have these little pop-out areas where we just will pop out in front of somebody.
Wow.
And so particularly me, I enjoy scaring the scarers. So when it kind of quietens down and we move out, or we grab something to drink quickly before the next group comes in, we'll try and scare each other. And it's just got that vibe.
To participate as a civilian, not a scarer.
Yeah.
What does that entail?
So in terms of coming through to the event,
yeah.
So look, we're running on the 25th, 26th and 27th of October, and the maze will be open. So I've got the times here. So on the 25th, we're open from 6 till 9. On the 26th, we'll be from 10 in the morning to 9 at night. And then the 27th will be 10 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. And there's no set times. So if you want to come in and enjoy it, there's three different mazes. So one of them is almost like a sci-fi maze, which has got kind of an alien/Stranger Things vibe to it. And then we've got one for kids, which is based on kind of Alice in Wonderland. And then, we've got the Maze of Horrors. And it's open the whole day. So you kind of come through, enjoy the event. We've got some other stuff going on, like carnival, face painting, stuff like that. And you just come through and you get into the maze. It's $100. You get into both mazes for that. Or you can go twice through the Alice in Wonderland maze. And let me tell you, when you come out of there, you're going to need a beer or something like that when you come out and you're watching over the ocean after that scare.
So it appeals to, it's not only for kids, this is for everyone.
This is for everybody. So literally the kids can come through and have an amazing time. We often get people coming through the maze because we're wearing masks and all of that kind of thing. So people don't really recognize us, but we recognize the faces. And often people will come through and we'll see them come through 3 or 4 times. They're trying to scare their dad, or they're trying to scare their auntie, and they bring them through. They have their favorite little spots in the maze. It's so much fun, man.
Well, the event definitely has caught on because it grows every year. Yeah. It seems to get bigger and better. And of course, it's all for a very good cause. It's raising desperately needed funds to keep Sable's creatures going.
Yeah.
So you're encouraged to come along and be terrified for a cause, and then relax and enjoy the scenery afterwards. So this is all exciting, and we'll circle back just to give you the details of when and what in just a sec. But Nicole, you've been sitting very quietly, and I believe you're going to be doing a sort of summing up of what we. You know, so you tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them now you're going to tell them what you told them.
So I'm here just to talk about Sable's Creatures Golf Day on the 7th of November at Umshlali Country Club. We did one last year and it was actually quite successful, so we decided this year we're going to do another one. As I said, it was successful. It helps with raising funds. We have a lot of golfers in this town,
So that's next month.
Yes.
So this is just an aide memoir, a mark the date, scribble it in your diary.
Yes.
Because I'm sure you're going to be coming back before the event and we'll give all the details then, maybe 2 weeks or a week ahead, so that, you know. It's funny, the North Coast, and I think it's a kind of KZN, Durban, North Coast thing, people don't really get too involved with anything until it's...
last minute.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, and I find it's good to know about it and it's there, but for the finer detail, closer to the time is always better.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. So, circling back now, I just jot this down. 25th, 26th, 37th.
Correct, yes.
That's towards the end of this month, and it's a weekend, I would imagine. Friday, Saturday,
Sunday. Yeah, correct. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Make it a terrifyingly marvelous weekend. You don't have to limit yourself to just one day. Why not invite your friends and family and your mother-in-law or someone that you really want to terrify back to Joburg or something like
Scar's
that?
Bring the limit. Them along. Bring whoever you want.
But it's all in a really, it's good, clean fun for the whole family, and who doesn't like a delicious scare to get your adrenaline going and get your money flowing towards a really good cause. So my very special guests, Isabel Pretorius, Sean Taylor and Nicole Hort, in for Sable's Creatures. This is going up as a podcast shortly, so we'll take a pick and you'll be able to see who the faces are behind the voices. And all the information that you might have missed or you kind of wish you had written down, well, you could just repeat ad nauseum and send on the podcast to anyone you think might be interested. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
And the afternoon show continues.